Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. And now, here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree. And I hope you're hearing me. I didn't hear a little beep in my ear, so I hope everybody's out there in Radio Land is hearing me talk. And the intro still says under a shady tree with Terry and I, but it's actually under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Yes, so, Robin, my lady, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. And let's see, I am coming to you guys live tonight from the Pennsylvania Turnpike. just getting back in from Canada and driving back toward the house. So this is how much I love you guys. I don't want to miss a thing. So here we are. Here we are on the radio in the car. So how are you doing tonight, my lady?
I'm doing really well. I am a little sad things that have been going on this week. Some of which we're going to talk about. Other than that, okay. Desperately trying to pack and get stuff ready for our weekend in Albany at the Healers Helping Healers event, which I'm really looking forward to.
And, yeah, I wanted to mention that because we're going to be at, what's the name of the farm? You've been handling all the logistics, so.
Yeah, Thunder, oh boy. Now you put me on the spot. I have to go look at Rachel's thing. Hang on.
But anyway, while she looks for that, we're going to be at an event this weekend. We're going to be networking with other people that are healers. Mm-hmm. And it's a networking event. Basically, it's what it comes down to. It's healers helping healers. We're going to get a chance to meet you know, other people with different, differing healing modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to talk about the holistic health coaching, the fear-based issues that drive so many people to bad behaviors or unhealthy behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited and looking forward to it, and hoping to get maybe a little bit of Reiki and maybe get a massage in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm,
and, of course, sitting down and sharing with other people a little bit about the fear inventory and using that as a healing modality. So it's going to be a pretty exciting weekend.
Yep, the name of the farm is actually Lady Liberty Farm. And the event is Healers Helping Healers at the Garden at Thunder Hill Center for Spiritual Evolution. So it's the Garden at Thunder Hill is actually at the farm where they're holding the event, Healers Helping Healers. So that's three things there. Yeah.
Yeah, and they do a lot of sustainability and stuff there, which I'm also looking to see some of the stuff that they're doing with sustainability and getting as much off the grid as possible. And that sounds pretty exciting as well.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to picking her brain about some of that.
Yeah. Indeed. So our topic tonight, Robin alluded to it, we're losing a lot of the elders in our community. A lot of the people that have been around from the beginning are now passing on. You know, they've done their work, and it's time for them to move on to the next incarnation. And so, I know, Robin, you wanted to talk about some news we got a couple of days ago, or yesterday.
Yeah, a friend and sometimes adversary over the years of mine, Charles Arnold, passed this yesterday. And he was still he was still too young, let's put it that way. And he was actually supposed to have been on my show a few weeks ago, but he was in the middle of a move. And between the move and trying to keep his chemotherapy schedule straight, it just slipped his mind. And I completely understood. I wasn't upset. I'm now even more sorry that we didn't get a chance to get him on the air before his passing. He had so much knowledge to impart. Now, he and I didn't always see eye to eye about everything, that's for sure, on our path. But he was a man who walked his life, who walked his path in his life according to his values and what he saw to be the right thing for him. And you have to respect that. He certainly influenced and touched the lives of many people. He was somebody that taught at our Beltane event that the Mid-Atlantic Freedom Alliance used to hold. He taught every year there for 10 years and never once said, never once gave me a hard time about anything. He was what you would call a low-maintenance presenter. He was a nice person, and he supported our event, and he supported us, and, as I said, he and I had some go-arounds about certain things, but other than that, he was a great gentleman, and he served his country in Vietnam. He was certainly a man who had been through an awful lot, and there was some talk on his page about the cancer that he had being caused by Agent Orange. I don't know if that's true or not. Certainly there's a lot of research that has indicated.
That one may have been a knee-jerk reaction.
But there is a lot of research that indicates that a lot of Vietnam vets have come up with cancers related to that. But I don't know if Charlie was ever really exposed, so I wouldn't know. But he blazed his own road, let's put it that way. And if you ever met Charles Arnold, you would not forget him. The very first time I met him was probably like 1990-ish. And he was at Free Spirit, and I was walking with my then boyfriend, and he came up to me. He had met my boyfriend previously, and he came up, and Mark was introducing us, and Charlie took my hand as if he was going to kiss it, but then he wound up licking it between my fingers, and I was just a little bit like, okay, I've met you for 3 minutes, and now you're licking my hand. I admit to being highly creeped out. plus he was naked because he was at the pool. So it was a little bit creepy. But that was, I will always remember Charlie for that. That's who he was.
You said it yourself as we've been talking. There's a lot of people that are getting on up in some advanced years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got to, how are we going to save the wisdom of these resources?
Yeah.
You know, are people archiving their knowledge? I'm thinking of a couple of people that I just want to sit with a tape recorder, my digital recorder,
mm-hmm.
and I just sit and get them talking.
Mm-hmm.
And get them talking about, history and, get them to name. But,
yeah.
Talk about, the history of our pagan community,
mm-hmm.
and their thoughts and their wisdom, and let's record this stuff before we lose these people.
And going back for a moment, just to one last thing about Charlie is, people don't know, some people don't realize that he took the Canadian government to court in order to force them to recognize pagan holidays for employers. And I've seen the court. I saw the court documents that he had. He actually showed them to me once when he was at my house and read through them. And if it hadn't been for him, they wouldn't have that in Canada. He also was one of the loud voices to join Circle Sanctuary and that whole group for helping to get the pentacle on the headstone. His wife said that he's going to be interned at the VA cemetery, and he will have a pentacle on his headstone. So I'm sure that has made him very happy. And these are people who have actually accomplished things in their lives and done things, and for everything else that Charlie may have done that people looked at and went, that's just not a good idea, because he had a few of those. He also did some very positive things. So I'd like us not to forget that.
Yeah, well, some of the trailblazers are definitely moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
This has been a year so far for me of losing some of the elders. Errol Wilson died earlier this year as well, last month. And I knew Errol as well from going to events and vended next to Herb Brushwood, and complete and utter unique human being. Beautiful artwork, beautiful soul, would help everybody and anybody. I'm glad that I had reconnected with her and had been talking to her the last year or so. I was trying to get her to come on the show too, talk about her artwork. She wasn't very well, and it was difficult for her. So yeah, there are people that we are losing. I mean, Isaac a few years ago, what a huge loss for the community. And there have been others, and I'm sure I'm forgetting people, but those are the ones that have affected me personally over the last few years.
Well, I mean, of course, Isaac recently passed, and
mm-hmm.
That was a huge loss to a lot of people and to the community.
I just said that. I don't know if you can hear everything I'm saying. I know you're on.
No, I'm having a little trouble. So.
Yeah, I know you're on your cell phone. Losing Isaac was huge, and I don't think anybody expected it. It was sort of sudden. But there are people who are less well known, like Jackie, and my friend Millie Knox, and my friend Boudica. These are women who have mentored me for 20 years, and they have so much knowledge to impart. My friend Rosemary, who passed away several years ago, also had so much knowledge to impart, and I feel lucky that I had to know them. I got to know them. But when they're no longer here, who's going to take up their message? Who's going to be the one to continue to tell people what they taught? And it's kind of sad. And I guess in some ways, my other question is, where's the next generation of elders going to come from if these people are not doing a really effective job of passing on their knowledge?
Well, that's why we need to get with these people and sit down and, just get Kathy talking, and I'll keep the coffee coming, and she'll keep talking.
Yes, she will. Especially your
coffee. I already know the way to her heart, and I fixed it just the way she likes it, too, so.
Mm-hmm, yep. Yep. A dash of milk and a sweet low in her coffee.
So, as long as we've got them, we need to start recording their words,
mm-hmm.
recording their ideas,
yeah,
their stories.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much, and you said who's going to step up? Well, we may not know yet. The people will. People will step up. I mean, our communities are going to go on.
Yeah.
We've got younger leaders that are starting to come up. It's not that there's going to be this void of leaders. I just want to save the wisdom so that we can learn from it, and the next mm-hmm. group of leaders can have that as to build on.
Right.
Well, it's we all stand on the shoulders of giants.
Right. Well, it's through cherishing the knowledge that has gone before and learning from it that we can go further on our own paths, because we're not kept busy learning the same lessons.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And let's go ahead and open the phone lines if anybody wants to call in
mm-hmm.
and share in this conversation. Talk about some of the people that have recently passed. Share your memories.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the future and how we're going to all go forward. That number to call in is, good grief, I don't have it.
646-564-9714.
All right, and once it puts you into the switchboard and you're hearing the show, then hit the 1 button on your phone, and that will throw up a flag so that our engineer tonight will be able to see that you want to talk, and she will take you off into a private room and talk with you for a minute, and then let us know that you're ready to come on the air. So, again, get that number one more time, please.
646-564-9714.
All right. And again, make sure you hit the 1 button.
Yep.
So, who were, I didn't hear your list. You gave a list, I guess, and I didn't hear the list of some of the people.
Yeah, well, Charles Arnold, Errol Wilson, whom I don't think you know, but who I knew from vending at a lot of events. Rose Mead, who was Collie Mart, and if you ever went to an event anywhere, everybody knows Collie Mart sold the best clothes.
And, I did meet her.
Yes, you did meet Rose at Woven Roots. Then I said Isaac a few years ago. Just just seems like they're all bing, bang, boom. And I can think of a few more that probably in the next few years will also not be with us anymore. And it's concerning, and it's something that we need to look forward to. Also, you know, there are people who are our elders who have infirmities that need to be addressed. They have illnesses that need to be addressed. And who's going to house them? Where are they going to live? How are they going to be taken care of? You know, one of Isaac's pet projects was that there should be nursing homes run by pagans that had pagan spirituality as part of their curriculum. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea. I think it was a great idea. Because, you know, what happens to the old pagan who winds up in the Christian, you know, nursing home or the nursing home where there is no spirituality at all? It can be, I imagine, lonely and lack of community there, especially when you've been used to being part of a community. It would be one of my dreams to be able to have the kind of money to do that. I know that Oberon Zell, in that community that he's trying to plan, he and I talked about that when he was on your show.
Yeah.
He said that was one of the things they were planning on doing, is reaching out from their housing community to the local nursing homes to make sure that those people are serviced. So
one thing that we can all do is go to the nursing homes in our community,
mm-hmm.
in our geographical community. We don't know how many pagans might be there now.
That's right.
Offer our services as chaplains.
Mm-hmm.
Offer our services as chaplains in hospitals.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Niv just reminded me in the chat room that Ray Buckland, Uncle Bucky, is currently recovering from a heart attack. I know we had Ed Fitch on the show, and I know that he's had some health issues, although he's amazing. He just keeps going and going. He's so fit and full of energy.
He's the Energizer Bunny.
Yes, yes. But these are all people that are getting up there. Elspeth and Nibor are another two that come to mind. I think Elspeth's like 84. And she puts that on her website, so I'm not giving out any of her secrets. For anybody who just gasped and said, oh, my gosh, she told her age on the air. I'm 53. Okay, how about that? It's something to keep in mind. You know, it's kind of like we don't get a farewell tour for pagans. The Rolling Stones have had how many farewell tours now?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, farewell again.
Yeah.
Yet another farewell.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they're sticking around because they're all pickled, though.
Well, certainly Keith Richards hopefully has donated his body to science, and people are going to try and figure out what the heck has kept him alive all these years.
Well, I think it was all the preservatives he ingested over the years.
Could be. Unbelievable.
Now he's just pickled from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to yawn on the air.
Yeah, that was nice.
Sorry. He just snuck up on me there.
All right, so let's see. I was looking at the time. Announce the number one more time.
The
it would be nice
number.
To hear from. Go ahead.
The call in number is 646-564-9714.
Because it would be kind of cool to hear from some of our listeners and get your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of inspired me, and you know, there's at least three people that I can get contact with that I can start recording. One of them I can just talk to every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and of course we're also looking at getting her possibly to do a little bit more with us on the radio station too, so getting Jackie involved.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get Millie on the air too. I've been talking to her.
So that would be another way to share and preserve their thoughts.
Yes, exactly.
Would be in our archive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Niv
is saying that's cheating because Owl lives next door.
Who said I had to play fair?
Yeah, exactly.
And who said there are rules? So if there's no rules, then I'm not cheating because I'm not breaking any rules because they don't exist. So there, no.
You're funny. Oh, gosh.
I have advantages, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have opportunities, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do with those, though, that matter.
That's it.
So I'm hoping that Niv is picking us out a nice song for tonight.
She's probably doing that. I know we discussed it early.
Good.
She said yes, she's working on picking out a song.
Okay, cool. And so I'm guessing she's going to share it with you in the chat room so that you can announce whatever the song is.
Yes.
So, I am saddened. I was really looking forward to talking with Charles myself. You know, and you know, hoping to meet him. You know, he's one of those personalities that I'd always heard of, but it wasn't until you and I got together that I thought that I would have access to you know, any communication with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, and now that's gone.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I feel so disappointed that I didn't get to talk to him on the air and you know, have a little piece of Charles for posterity, I guess.
Well, it's certainly a lot of it increases the impetus to get some of these people on our shows and interview them.
Yeah, I really think we should have a Pagan Treasures night where we interview people who are treasures of the community, and maybe we send those down to Evo at the library and let him keep them on file for people to listen to it. You know. For the ages, and that's really what his library project is about. It's about preserving the past, the history, the knowledge, and it is a wonderful project. And I'm so happy to see it coming to fruition now that the library is actually open and running and accepting donations. One of those things I've always held near and dear to my heart. Because I do value the knowledge of our elders.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of material. I mean, we've got a year of archives of all of our shows that can be shared down there and DVD'd up.
We had actually talked to him about that at the Pagan Gathering.
Yeah, and we need to follow up with that again. You know, you've got me thinking about legacy and preserving. The New Alexandrian Library is certainly a place that we can do that.
Absolutely. And I think that maybe that's a key. Maybe more of the elders should make their stuff available to the library and not just hand their coven book down to their, you know, immediate coven. I think that certainly somebody like Jackie, her writings, her knowledge, the things that she has taught me are unique, and they're unique to her. And not everybody might agree with everything she says, but I can tell you that everything she's ever taught me has made me think really hard about what it is I do believe.
Yeah, well, she makes me think. I still don't always agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't ask me to.
Right. No, her job is to make you think, to make you go out and have your own experiences, and then when you come back to her and say, hey, this thing happened to me, for her to say, that's exactly what I was talking about, and validate it for you, and so that you know that you're on the right track. And that's really the job of most teachers in the pagan community and our elders, is to help us validate our experiences, to share their experiences with us as a as an example and as a guide, and not to tell us exactly how to do things. You must use your right index finger, you know, to do this, that, or the other thing. You know what? If I want to use my pinky finger, then I'm going to use my pinky finger. Because that's what works for me.
And it depends on the kind of magic, but I very often use my middle finger, but that's mainly when I'm driving magic.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, you got nowhere to go from that one.
No, not during this discussion. I could say something dirty another time, but not during this discussion. With that said, I think it's a really great time to take a break and listen to this wonderful song that Niv has keyed up for us. And I believe it is Pipes of Pan by Darv the Bard.
Oh, I love that song.
Yep, Pipes of Pan by Darv the Bard. So
one of my favorites.
Good. Niv, if you'd like to hit the button, and we will listen to that. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have a couple of callers in the queue. And again,
maybe she'll play the peace prayer also.
That would be good.
So she play that song, play the peace prayer. It's
mm-hmm.
all the way at the top of the switchboard. and then our rejoin, and then we'll come back and hopefully have some callers.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And again, that number is 646-564-9714. All righty.
All right, we'll be back shortly. Stick around, everybody.
Terry?
No, this is Robin.
Okay, I'll take anybody. Everything is just spinning in circles. Nothing is happening.
Okay, I don't know. You're going to have to get him. He's the 4-6.
I know,
number.
But I see that, or 484 number. I have picked that. It's spinning. I can't even talk to Terry. Yes, everything is just spinning.
Okay.
Oh my God.
No music, just some typing noises. Also, the call-in number seems to be a fax line. What? Wendy, thank you.
Okay.
There you are, Terry.
Okay, I hope I'm live again. It seems like there's some technical difficulties with VGR, and the song is not wanting to play yet. So it will probably start playing right in the middle of what I'm saying, and then we'll take our break. Robin, are you back?
Yeah, it is. Oh, there it is.
See, there it is. We'll take a break now. Bye.
Fiery eyes of wisdom shine. the dead, a son of sun, a tear wiped away with a smile. All of my life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold, but how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land of old? I can see a cloven hoof falling on the bearskin of the earth. I can see life returning, feel the triple one's rebirth. Golden light dapples across the woodland as the piper dances and plays his tune. And the hunter horned one, spirit of man, to the moon. All of my life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold, but how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land of old? Can you hear the pipes of Pan on the warm summer breeze? If you can you feel him deep within you as he penetrates the land? May blossom to the bee the nectar of love is on her skin. Heat returns as passions rise and Beltane's dance begins once again. All of my life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold, but how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land of old? All of my life I have seen many offerings to the gods and all the wonder that they hold, but how many people really can hear the pipes of Pan as they sound across our sacred land of old?
And welcome back, everybody. Apparently, the switchboard is not playing well. And so, we didn't get a rejoin. We didn't get peace prayer. But we're back. We're live here on Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. Robin, are you back with me?
Yes, sir. I am here.
All right. Wow, you got to love BTR Gremlin.
Well, you know, I've decided, actually, I was talking with Wendy in the chat room, and we've decided that it's Charlie.
Well, I was going to say, it's probably Charlie messing with him.
Probably. Because it would be just like him.
Hey, y'all talking about me? Fine. I'm going to tinker.
That's it, exactly.
So, anyway... there we are.
Nick says she hit the peace prayer, and it's just spinning in the in the
Yeah, well, we'll take our break in bits and pieces because it's going to start up while we're talking.
Obviously.
And, you know, so we'll just take the break in bits and starts. It'll be all right.
Yep.
Poor Niv. You know, while I was listening to that song,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was thinking about, I was thinking about that elder role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about, you know, some people think of Pan as a younger archetype, but I kind of think of all of the horned gods in kind of a tender protector, and I mean like to tend, not tender as in soft, but to tend.
Right.
You know, a shepherd, a person who you know, protects and shepherds and cares for you know, the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it strikes me that there are, you know, there are people out there that are starting to step up. But it really makes me think about all the people we need to interview, all the people we need to record, all the people we need to get these, you know, these tapes and, or, you know, audio recordings and get them to the library to be archived for everyone, so that we've got them for the future.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, another person that I've been trying to get on the air with us is Kathy Krakalici, who, you know, we helped out with the fundraiser for her. And here's a perfect example of a woman who has devoted herself over the years to the pagan community. And, you know, through one thing or another, divorce, illness, you know, just this chain of events that happened to her, finds herself in a less than excellent predicament. And she's done nothing her whole life but help others. And now, you know, she could use a little bit of help. And people are stepping up to help her. But I would love to see her impart some of her knowledge. There's nobody I know who knows more about crystals and crystal healing modalities than she does.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't. This is on an aside, on a personal note here, folks. we've been invited on our way back from the event in Albany to stop and see Kathy at Todd and Donna's. So I haven't had a chance to tell you that. So we may try to fit that in. So, but we'll see. I don't know how we're going to feel. I know.
Oh no, that would be excellent. That would be that would be something that we definitely should do.
That's kind
and
of.
And I'll have my tape recorder with me.
Oh, good. There you go.
mm-hmm. You know, put my actions where my mouth is.
Yeah, I would definitely like to go and see Kathy. I haven't seen her, nor have I seen Todd and Donna in many years. And it's just been so crazy for me for the last several years with Jimmy being sick and losing him and then trying to find a job and keep a roof over my head. And I just didn't have time to go and do anything fun. So.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's an excellent opportunity to mm-hmm. put action to... You know, put action to my words. Thank you.
Yep. I hear from Niv that we have Wendy with us.
yes.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Howdy. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
I saw the thing on Facebook about 15 minutes ago, and, you know, and we just, you know, I figured you're talking about elders. Have you brought up Charles Arnold's name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I figured, you know, this is my, I wanted to kind of raise a toast to him
mm-hmm.
and wish him well on his travels in the Summerland. And
mm-hmm.
well, I'm sure he's already partying in the Summerland, so.
I think he's already messed up with your show tonight.
Yeah,
happening. He's just playing with y'all. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna ask you guys to excuse me for a second. I'm going to I am coming off of the turnpike. So I am going to be I'm going
to
be paying the ferryman.
Okay,
and,
I'm
going
to talk to Wendy for a few minutes. We have lots to chat
about. Right, so I'm going to mute myself. I will still hear you guys, and I will comment when I come back.
Okay. you know, Wendy, you and I knew Charlie not super well, but every year we spent 4 days with him for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
went to a lot of his classes.
Yeah, he also was, you know, pretty active in New Jersey before he mm-hmm. moved out west. And, you know, it's, I kind of figured this was on the horizon when he moved to a state
yeah.
where you're allowed to end your life at your own choosing. And,
yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. I miss him already.
Yeah. Yeah. I had just talked to him about a month ago, you know, because I was trying to get him on the air.
Yeah.
Because I figured, as like you did, that you know this was in the near offing, and he was all right when he was trying to move and everything, and just didn't work out for him. And I understood, but I was trying to reschedule him, and he just didn't have time between
yeah.
you know everything else.
And then time caught up completely.
Exactly. And yeah, and it's so sad when that happens. And my heart goes out to Vicky and Lauren, you know, his son
yeah.
and his wife and everybody who loved him. He was certainly a controversial figure in some regards.
Yeah. He was, and you know, but I worked with him on the Headstone campaign
mm-hmm.
for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years, and then you know, and then he finally got you know the bigger name pagans involved, and then it finally he got some movement on it. But
yeah,
I you know we worked on that and some other things, and
mm-hmm.
And the era, but yeah,
absolutely.
And I missed the first half hour of your show because I didn't even know you were doing anything tonight. So
yeah, I spent the first half hour talking about a lot of what Charlie did in his life with the Canadian, you know, getting them to recognize the pagan holidays in Canada and pay for paid employers. And, you know, this is the fact he always was there in his community, contributing in his way, contributing with his past and what he thought was important. And again, I didn't always agree with everything he taught, but I never once, and I took a lot of crap from people over the years. How could you have him teach at your event? Don't you know he's a blah, and he's a blah, and he's a blah? But you know what? It's not my job to censor what people who are adults.
Yeah, but there were a lot of other blahs that showed up to hear him talk, so, you know.
Exactly. But, you know, it was never my job to censor what other people who were adults could go and listen to and choose as their path.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my job to choose somebody's spiritual path. So, you know, I would really get in people's grill about that. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, then you start smacking of orthodoxy.
Exactly, yeah. Are you the pagan police that you are going to tell people what they're allowed to hear? You know,
we don't have pagan orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think people bring in baggage from their prior religious upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's a whole nother show, Wendy. I've talked about rebellion on any number of shows. That's one of my pet peeves. So many people are still identifying themselves as what they used to be or what
mm-hmm.
they are not.
Yeah.
And until we start talking about who we are, you know, what do you believe? Well, we don't believe in this. We don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what do you believe in?
Yeah.
And that
goes back to what I really respected about Charlie. No matter what he thought, he believed, and he knew what he believed. He knew what
yeah.
was important to him, and he followed that path. And that's really all you can ask of anybody, is to find the path that fits them and makes them happy, and for them to follow it and have some principles about it. And he did.
Yeah, from what I understand.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I got stuck out there for a second. Hello?
Am I still live?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard a weird beep like I was cut out or something.
Yeah, I was too. I think it's Charlie. He leaned on the button.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you ask him what he believed, and he would tell you what he believes. Not what he didn't believe, what he does believe, or did believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that's all I ask of anybody, is to understand what it is you really believe. And once you understand what you believe, you don't have any room or any reason or any concern about what anybody else believes.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely true.
You know, when you firm up yourself, you don't have any time to worry about other people's.
Yeah.
You know, or yeah. Where we came from or whatever.
Yep. And, you know, Charlie did do some stupid things. There's just no doubt in my mind. I know firsthand of quite a few of them. But he was a human being. And, just trying to do the best he could, just like the rest of us. And we all make mistakes, and we all do stupid things. None of us is perfect. And he kept his humanity through everything, and he never let it stop him. And he just kept going. And it was kind of like, well, I'm sorry you don't like what I'm doing. I'm sorry you think it's, you know, unacceptable or whatever. And but this is what
then
I'm going
to do. Don't do it yourself, you know. Then don't do it.
You know, don't participate.
Yeah.
But yeah, when
yeah, don't stand on the sidelines and cry and whine.
Yeah,
participate
yeah.
or walk away, but do, you know, make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss him, and I'm so sorry that he went in such a horrible, painful. You know, cancer is just no fun.
Yeah, I have other friends who were in the war also and got exposed to that stuff and.
Mm-hmm.
They left this plane decades ago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, which makes me wonder if his was. Makes me wonder if his was related, because most of the stories you hear, you know, are all these people that are getting, you know, cancers at, you know, at 30 and 40.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm thinking this is unrelated to. To that, I think it just is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Wendy, what were you going to say?
It also depends on the kind of exposure you had
mm-hmm.
and your constitution, you know, yeah. and cancer's
just
a weird,
you
weird
are.
Thing.
Well, all those years he lived in Vermont, I mean, he lived in a pretty clean environment up there. you know, Vicky fed
yeah.
him well, you know, tried to take good care of him. So.
Yeah, the other funny or quirky thing anyway is there's somebody I knew from the SCA who is up in Canada, and she's really, you know, she was part of the Toronto pagan community, which I didn't know, and she's been posting a lot on Facebook about it, and it's like, I didn't even think she knew Charles, so it was like, okay, now it's like, I have this Venn diagram that I didn't think people knew each other, and they do, and
mm-hmm.
it's just weird, and...
Yeah, well, he touched a lot of people, and he traveled
yeah.
a lot doing...
I didn't know he was involved in the SPA.
Oh, yeah.
No, he wasn't. It was a mutual friend. It was a friend
oh,
that
okay.
I met through the SCA that now I know
mm-hmm.
knows Charles, that I had no idea knew him.
Right.
So,
well,
you know,
he
it's
lived,
just different groups.
Yeah, he lived in Maine, and I know he was from Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, he got around. He knew a lot of people. He taught all the way, you know, all across the United States at a lot of different events. He got to meet and touch a lot of lives. It's funny how after you teach at events, you don't realize how many people's lives you touch. I know when the MPA stopped doing our events, I would run into people all the time that I didn't even recognize or know at all, really. And they'd be like, oh, I used to go to your event. Wow, it was so cool, you know. And how much they missed it and how much it changed their life and helped their practice. And, you know, I can only magnify that by 10,000 for somebody like Charlie who traveled so much more and touched so many more people's lives. Even still at the end, him doing the spindles. There are all these people who on his Facebook page are talking about, oh, I met him through, you know, buying spindles from him or from the spindle events or, you know, He just, even through his battle with cancer, he was helping other people, you know, always being the high priest, right? Helping other people to overcome their fears about the treatments and whatnot. So, poor guy.
Yeah. Well, folks, we are hurtling toward the top of the hour.
Okay.
And
what happens then?
Oh, we all turn into pumpkins.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we usually only run till about 11.
Okay.
But Wendy, thank you so much for calling in and
well, sure.
giving me a reason to talk a little bit more about Charlie, because it is fresh and it is hard. My condolences, as I said, go out to Vicky and Lauren and his family. And I know how hard loss is when you're watching the person that you love die by inches. It's no fun.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, Wendy, I want to add my thanks to you for joining us tonight.
Oh, sure.
In.
Anytime.
And,
when I'm awake, which is rare.
Oh, fair enough.
And Wendy, since you called in, just in case anybody out there needs logo for their business, how could they get in touch with you if they wanted to?
moonandstar.com. Moonandstar. I'm on Facebook. It's moon-and-star.com.
Okay.
That would be it.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me plug my thing.
Oh, well, you know what? I always feel if we are going to be able to build a community and there is somebody who might be listening who's a pagan and wants to use another pagan inside our community, all the better. So, I mean, I know you do all kinds of graphic design, artwork, that sort of thing. So, and I know she's good. She's done some work for us. So,
yeah, I did a really cool logo for Little Stone Bridge.
Absolutely. So, if you're out there and you know you have a business that needs a logo, and if you didn't catch her web address, and you think of this like 3 days from now, you can always get in touch with the radio station, and I can help you get in touch with Wendy. And the radio station's email is cern.org. And
that's a lot easier to remember. There's no hyphens.
no hyphens.
cern.org@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, right. Or you can get in touch with me at my Facebook page, which is Robin A. McKeon, or Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. Or spiritual wellness, physical health. Well, those are all my three web pages. And
all
Mr.
right.
Mr. Power, darling, how can they get in touch with you?
All right. Well, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page is our page for all of our stuff that we do. That's a page on Facebook, littlestonebridge@gmail.com, email address. You've already mentioned cern.org@gmail.com. On Facebook, I am Terry Power in North Copley, Pennsylvania. And it also says something about the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're searching for me, that's easy enough to find. You can also find my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter, at Rev Terry Power HP. I think that covers it.
Okay, that sounds good. Wendy, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I just want to say good night, and again, thank you for calling in. And
sure
I will be
thing.
In touch, and we'll get started again with our stuff. So.
Okay, cool. All right.
Alrighty.
All right,
thanks, Wendy. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to Niv for being our engineer tonight and struggling through with us. Thanks to everybody. And I'm going to now wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
And now we'll see how long it takes for the show closer to start playing. So. Nivea's over there furiously hitting the damn button, and it's not starting.
Yeah, she is. I know she is. She's going, why is it just spinning? Poor Niv.
Well, see, look at it this way. If she gets through tonight, then she'll be able to do this any other night.
That's right.
Trial by fire.
That's it, absolutely. She did a great job, considering she had about 15 minutes notice.
So she's got her initiation and hazing all at once.
That's right, absolutely. She just texted me, bite me, Terry.
You know, Niv, I'm of the opinion that when the answer is either profanity or bite me, that means I win. If that's all you got, then I win.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, when someone, but all they can come back at me with is either, you know, F you or bite me or something like that,
mm-hmm.
That generally means I've won. But she got nothing left.
She typed in yes. And she says the exit is just spinning. So we're still waiting for it to process.
Yeah, I suspect it. When it didn't start right away, I'm sure she had hit the button mm-hmm. and had done everything she was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the BGR is not playing nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk for a couple of more minutes. And I've already wished everybody a week filled with love and with wonder. So you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, our ending catchphrase is out there. Now we'll just have to go into the archives and download this one, clean mm-hmm. up those gaps,
mm-hmm.
and then when people listen to it in the archives, all they'll hear will be the. Week filled with love and with wonder, good night and blessed be, and then the song will start. And all of this mm-hmm. that we're talking about right now will not be there. It'll disappear from the archives and from history.
Mm-hmm.
As if it never happened.
Yep.
Wow, that is really taking its time.
Yes, it is. Well, it took its time at the music at the break, too. It was like almost 10 minutes, I think.
Well, I don't know if it was 10 minutes, but it took its time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, da-da-da-da-da, what are we doing? I am almost to my first stop. I have been asked to get supplies on the way to the house where I'm going to pick up the van for the weekend
mm-hmm.
activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been asked to go to the stove. So. Do what?
Nothing. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, I know. It's really a little disturbing, isn't it? But. All right.
Well, anyway.
I think it's time just to hit the end episode button. And say goodnight, everybody. Blessed be, and have a great week.
Okay.
Niv, hit the end button.
Niv, just hit the end button, he says. I don't know if you can hear. What happens if we just hang up?
Do what?
I was saying, what happens if we just... hang up.
Now she just needs to hit the end episode button there on the switchboard and be done with this.
I think she did hit it.
Do what?
Hang on, I'm talking to her. Well, the cat wants to talk. He's up in my lap.
Hi, Toffee.
Mm-hmm. My favorite spot.
Okay, then.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard back from her. I don't know what's going on. So what happens if we just hang up?
Well, then we leave her in there alone. Because she's still dialed in. She's dialed in as host, and she'll be stuck there dealing with it.
She says calls dropped. So our phone... Well, if the calls are dropped, how is it that we're still talking?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let me see. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Wow.
Hang on. Terry, say something.
Something. I don't know. What's going on?
Hello.
Yeah, I think she just type in the chat room for her to hit the end episode button and be done with it.
Yeah, we are still broadcasting.
Yeah, I know. We're still live.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, Charlie Gremlin. All right, I'm going to mute myself for a minute. All right, so we're still live?
Yeah, as far as I can see.
Interesting. Well, this is definitely a show that's going to have to be edited.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Going to have to do some post-production on this.
So, I guess maybe we should just hang up?
I think that's probably true.
Okay.
All right, everybody, have a great week. Love you bunches. Talk to you. Bye.